With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly earlier, President Trump devoted a portion of his remarks to criticism of so-called green energy initiatives.
The primary effect of these brutal green energy policies has not been to help the environment, but to redistribute manufacturing and industrial activity from developed countries that follow the insane rules that are put down to polluting countries that break the rules and are making a fortune. They're making a fortune.
The president blames Europe's commitment to green energy to creating high energy costs, contributing to more than 175,000 heat-related deaths. Many other world leaders are scheduled to address the assembly. Russia says it shot down 36 Ukrainian drones heading toward Moscow. And Ukraine says Russian missiles, drones, and bombs killed at least 2 civilians. The reports came as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will begin meeting with world leaders gathered in New York this week for the UN General Assembly. President Trump has canceled a meeting with Democratic congressional leaders to discuss preventing a government shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has the update.
The president had been scheduled to meet with the Senate and House Democratic leaders on Thursday in hopes of reaching an agreement to fund the government before the September 30th deadline. But he called off the meeting, having decided that it wouldn't be productive. The president wrote online that Democrat budget requests are unserious and ridiculous, and that he will only meet with leaders if they get serious about the country's future. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 25 points, but the NASDAQ composite losing 85. This is SRN News. China launches a crackdown on clergy.
This one is taking place online. The communist government is restricting what content pastors are allowed to put up on the web, requiring that all of it be vetted first by party officials. According to the human rights group Bitter Winter, quote, in the age of digital ministry, where sermons stream and prayers ping, the regulation feels like a deliberate attempt to unplug the sacred from the social. Pastors have also been banned from evangelizing amongst youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For many Jews in the U.S., the high holy day season this year will be more charged than usual. Rabbis say many of their congregants are worried by a surge of anti-Semitism, yet all are more determined to worship together in the coming days. These days, most synagogues employ a layered strategy of security. Jews marking Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, today and tomorrow. The holiday season continues through Yom Kippur, which ends at nightfall on October 2nd. This is SRN News. Israel is not letting up in its war on Hamas in Gaza.
Locals say Israeli artillery shelling and attacks by quadcopter drones are driving people from their homes in Gaza City. Israel has also been using armored vehicles laden with explosives, which are detonated remotely to blow up blocks of housing. The Israeli army now has 3 armored and infantry divisions in Gaza City, which it sees as a last bastion of Hamas. Witnesses say that tanks have advanced towards the city center from the north and south.
The BBC's Yolanda Dell in Jerusalem. Several unidentified drones shut down the airspace over Copenhagen Airport. Monday night's incident prompted concerns that Russia could be behind the flyover above Scandinavia's largest airport. Police say there was no indication the operators intended to harm anyone, and the drones disappeared after several hours. The incident caused a major disruption to air traffic. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.